We are continuing on from where we left off in the last class. The Eitz HaChaim, the Tree of Life, which Kabbalistically the Tree of Life refers to the level of Zah, of Zer Anpin, the six spheres, to who Ilana Dechai, it's called the Tree of All Life because that is what bestows life. Yehena Tia Bego Ginta, it will be planted within the garden. And the garden over here refers to the realm of Malchut, of kingship, where there is the unity of these two opposite realms, the realm of Zer Anpin and Malchut, and there will be this flow and continuation and camaraderie and love between them. De'itmar be'velakach gam me'etz ha'chaim ve'achal v'chai le'olam. It says in Genesis that Eitz Chaim, the Tree of Life, was not so accessible for man to eat, because it says that man will eat from the Tree of Life and they will live on forever. So the Tree of Life was hidden, and we are essentially in, according to the Zohar, are in this world to bring the consciousness of the Tree of Life back from that sensory mistake which we have made in paradise in heaven with the sin of Adam and Eve, who were overtaken by the externality. And here the Zohar is going to explain a little bit more of the root of this externality, which when Mashiach comes will be absolved, will be completely removed from the world. Ushchinta lo shalta ala ilana desitra achra. And the Shekhinah was not present in that reality after the sin. The Inun Erev Rav, because from the sin of the Tree of Life, the Tree of Good and Bad, the Inun Eitz Adas Tovera, there was the birth of the potentiality of duality. And essentially those souls that came from this duality are the souls of the Erev Rav, of good and bad, which are souls that want to show separateness, that thrive on controversy and what we call machloket, separation and division, and they want to obscure the revelation of the unity that prevails within existence. V'lotekabel ba'od tamei hadau dechtiv adonai badad yanchinu ve'inimu el nechar. It says in the book of Deuteronomy, in Parshat Hazinu, that when Mashiach comes, then he will be badad by himself. In other words, without any of this externality, that unity, that sense of badad, of oneness and being fully known within that point of singularity, of oneness, of creation. And it's for this reason that we do not accept converts during the time of Mashiach. Because at that point, the whole idea of the souls of the converts is the notion of the separation from the forces of impurity to the forces of singularity, of oneness. And in the days of Mashiach, when there will already be this oneness prevailing within all of creation, then it's not a real choice, it's not a real indication to come forth and to be a part of that oneness. Sort of like when it says that there were these converts that converted in the time of King David, but they only did it in order not to be punished by the other nations that were there. And they were called the Givonim, and eventually King David found out that they were really not in it for the right reasons. They were converting because of fear of lions that were around in that time. And so when there's a choice and we come forth, then that's a real choice. But when there's fear, or we just see it that it's very obvious, then that's not a reason for real conversion really coming forth and really transforming and showing that this is my essence, right? And the Shekhinah will be like the vine, which does not accept any other grafting from any other tree. All other trees, you could graft some in some way or the other with other trees, but the vine does not allow anything besides for the vine. So too, v'Yisrael Yehon Kol Eitz Nechmad Lemar, in Israel will be all this beautiful, beautiful sight. V'Yitchazar Alayu Shufra, and the beauty will return to them. D'Itmar Be'Hishlich Mishamayim Eretz Tiferet Yisrael, and it says in the book of Echa of Lamentations, Yirmiyahu says, God has thrown from heaven the beauty of Israel, the Eitz Adas Tov Vera, and the tree of knowledge of good and bad, that's the place of the separation of the Klipot, of the Erev Rav, Idachian Minayu, will be completely pushed and will be completely separated. V'lamit Kablin, v'lamit Arvin Behon, and they will not be joining forth, and they will not be mixing in any longer. The Ha'itmar B'Yisrael, because it says about Israel, and says this really about Adam, that God instructs him not to eat from the tree of good and bad, referring to that place of duality. And this, the Zohar says, is what will be said to Israel, to the collective souls of Israel in the times of Mashiach. The Inun Erev Rav. And God revealed to his people that on the day that you will eat from it, in other words, Motamud, it says there will be a double level of essentially of opposite of life, and that refers to the first one is the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, and the second one is the second Beit HaMikdash, that were caused because of the Erev Rav. Garmu de'avdu beit avdin de'inun bayit rishon u'bayit sheni v'da'iu b'yom ochlecha mimeno motamut v'inun grimu de'tzadik yechra v'yavish v'bayit rishon de'yu shechinta ila. That it says that the tzadik, which is a level of yesod, whose shefa comes from bina all the way down, that is able to water and to give the shefa from all the way up above, has been dried out. And during the second temple, when there was the level of Yesod being Mashpia to Malchut. In other words, it was everything comes from Bina, but it wasn't felt like it was from Bina. The first temple was the revelation that came from Bina through Yesod as a channel, and it was felt as being King Solomon's temple, that there was a great Hashpa, great revelation. The second temple, the revelation was not as great. It came from below to above. And it was secondary. And there were five things that were missing in the second temple, including the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol, and the ark itself, and other items. And so, and that is because the Hashpa, the revelation, came from Yesod to Malchus. Begin de stalak minayu, and it's because the Yesod was basically the Neviu, the Yud, the Hashpa, that came from the letter Yud, that came to Hey, to the first letter Hey of Bina, that was removed. And we're talking about the letter Hey, five things, five items were missing. That's the letter Hey as well. And did not, was not revealed down here in the world. And when Mashiach comes, we'll come out of exile. Ama Kadisha Lechud, there will just be the holy nation. Miyad Nahar Dahavachar V'yavesh, and immediately this river that was dried out from the Hashbav Yesod, Itmar Bevenar Yotzeme Eden Da Vav, that a river will come from Eden and will water that river. Is the letter Vav, which is the Zer Anpin, Lahashkot Etagan, to water the garden. The garden, as we said earlier, is Malchut, is kingship. V'nar da'amud ha'demtzaita. And the river is the middle column, which is basically Tiferet, which unifies with Yesod. It's that stream, which is the letter Aleph, which is the longer letter. Yotze me'eden da'ima ilah, that comes from Eden. What's Eden? It's the higher letter Yud, which is Bina. Lahashkot etagan, it waters the garden. Da shechinat shechinta tata. Devahu zimna, the garden is the lower shechina, which is the malchut. And during that time, Itamar ben Moshe of Yisrael, az titanag al Adonai, that it says that with Moshe and the reincarnation of Moshe coming back in the very body of Mashiach, and Israel will have the delight, the love for Hashem. Be'oneg, what's oneg? Oneg is pleasure. Pleasure is the letters Ayin, Nun, Gimel. Ayin is Eden. Nun is Nahar. Gan is Malchut. Because what is pleasure? Pleasure is something that comes from a place of that is beyond the body, but it's felt within the body in a very, very special way, in a very deep way, in a very internalized way. That's what pleasure is. Someone that has pleasure in something, they're delighting. It doesn't come from the actual body. It's a connection of all these levels coming together. And that's the word pleasure in Hebrew. Oneg comes from Ayin. Once again, that is the level of Eden. That's the level of Bina. That's the root where it comes from. It could be a great understanding that someone has, an experience. And then that comes down into the Nun, which is the Zer Anpin, and it goes and it waters the Malchut, the very embodiment of that level of Bina, becomes embodied within the garden. V'itkayem kra az yashir Moshe v'gomer. And then there will be this verse fulfilled that Moshe will sing, because it says Yashir, it doesn't say Moshe Shar, as Shar Moshe, by the song of the splitting of the Sea of Reeds, where there was the great song that Moshe sang with the people. So it doesn't say as Shar Moshe, it says as Yashir Moshe, then Moshe will sing. Lo ne'emar el Yashir, meaning what's going to happen in the future when Mashiach comes, Moshe will sing. That's Vitapech Le'erev Rav Oneg. And then there will be this transformation against the Erev Rav, this level of Oneg, that right now they may be feeling this level of pleasure, which is coming from the wrong places. It will be turned around, and the combination of Ayin Nun Gimel will turn into Nun Gimel Ayin, which spells out Nega, which means an ailment, an affliction. Ula umin de alma, ke gavna defar mitzram defarch behon shchin abba avuot. That also for the nations of the world that have been oppressive. So just like it says about Pharaoh and Egypt, that one of the plagues was pestilence, that they felt this, and it was within their body. And now Yisrael ye oneg. But for Yisrael, it will be just level pleasure. And that is the inner meaning in Genesis, where it's really talking about not just what happened at the beginning of creation, but in what will happen when Mashiach comes, that there will be a fixing, a recalibrating of the world, where the river will once again come from Eden, from Bina, and draw down into watering the Gan, the garden, which is the realm of Malchut. Okay, so continuing on page Lamed Daled, Kigavna da amru mari masnisin, and in this way, masters of the Mishnah said, Veimaru tchayim bavuda kasha, that on the verse, that the Egyptians embittered the lives of the Israelites through hard work. What's avodah kasha, hard work? Bekushya. Kushya in Hebrew means akashya, means a question, that they will be awakened to have questions in the understanding of Torah, which is part of the learning. Part, very important part of learning is questioning. what we're actually learning, because without questioning, then we have no ability to internalize. And so hard work could be seen as physical hard work, or hard work means not understanding and having the complexity of the information be very dense in one's mind, so it's hard for them. And through the question, then they're able to ascertain, they're able to understand. Bechomer, what's chomer? Chomer literally means leaven, where they took and they made mortar, right? The kal v'chomer, that is a form of learning, which is kal v'chomer, which is ex pro facto, which is understanding things by what we call, if something is understood on a more of a more severe level or more serious way, then one can apply that it would also be applicable, that same logic, to something which is not as severe. Because if the logic of the law, for example, is applicable in something so well, that is maybe not a good example of kal v'chomer, because you would say in something less severe it wouldn't work, but actually could go both ways. If it's understood in the harder way, it could be understood in the lighter way, or it could be understood in the lighter way. If it's like that in the lighter way, it could be understood in the more complex way. But it's basically the laws of application, which is an intellectual way of applying and understanding information. Uvilvenim, levenim are bricks. That has to do with libun hilcheta. Libun hilcheta means clarifying and whitening, literally, the halacha, meaning straightening things out, that writing things out, having them clear. And we know that after we have a question and then we try to make sense of the matter, it still is not in the files. It's not orderly in our intellectual makeup. So levenim, making it clear. So all that chol avoda basada da braisa, all type of work that is in the field, that is the level of braisa. The level of braisa is a type of a mishnah, which was left out of the mishnah. So it's part of the oral Torah, and it's again taking all this information which is outside and trying to understand it. Et kol avodasam vegomer da mishnah, all their work is the mishnah. Im taivim b'tiyufta. And if they return in tshuva, for have left the Torah, itmar b'hon v'yareu adonai etz, then Hashem will throw them a tree, literally v'da etz, which refers to the tree of life that was placed in Mara, in the place of bitter water. That bitter water was bitter water because they were bitter and they were tasting from the tree of good and bad, and through the tree of life, then that water sweetened. So also, and then they're able to take from the water of Torah, take from the sweetness of it. Vidam Moshe, and that will be Moshe, will come about, Mashiach, meaning the soul, Moshe, via Mashiach, will come down and be able to sweeten all of the hardships and all the understanding and all the confusion which we had throughout exile, essentially. To Itmar Bey, that it says about Moshe, Umate Elohim biyadi, that I have the staff of Hashem in my hand. Mate is a staff, that is the angel Matat, who is the angel that is in charge of the world of Yetzirah, and is in charge in the time of exile. And Matat is basically the idea of Memtet, that is two ways of seeing things, the 49 levels of holiness and the 49 of the opposite of good and bad. Kach itapech lemateh, so too it will be turned, transformed into the mateh, into the staff, the Ezer Mesitra de Tov. So there will be that transformation of taking the staff, which of course Moshe and Aaron did in front of Pharaoh. They took the staff and they threw it there. the good and bad, and the fixing of the good and bad, and Pharaoh represented the snake and the whole power of the Erev Rav, and then transforming it and taking it back into a staff of Moshe. Kadi tapich lechivya, so too the sins of the snake, Iu Kenegdo, will be transformed, and the and all that stand in front of Moshe in exile, Miyad Vayanas Moshe Mipanav, the snake will run away from Moshe, and essentially the whole way of understanding and our minds will be just completely uplifted to a new realm of understanding, connecting to the sweetness of Hashem in bliss and harmony and pleasure that we can't even imagine, and we'll see, God willing, very soon when Mashiach comes.